So lots of people in the past weeks have been coming up to me and saying things like, Sally, I'm so happy for you. This is your dream. This is your passion. You're going to get to go on to something that you've really dreamed about. And I must tell you at first that I actually never imagined or dreamed that at age 60 I would be directing a nonprofit startup. So it occurred to me as I thought about the well wishes and the idea of my dreams coming true, it occurred to me in a very real way after a thorough examination that in truth all of my dreams have already come true. All of my dreams have been realized during the time that I've been working here these many years and been a part of this faith community. And I've actually experienced even more than I could have dreamed up for myself. So I first want to thank you for helping my dreams come true and for being a part of all my dreams coming true in my own life. It's a daunting or challenging task that is before us today, you and I, because we need to put some closure on a relationship that has been very close for more than 13 years. I have a distinct memory of a time about 7 years ago. We were in this building. We had been through crowding into the chapel Sunday after Sunday and putting up chairs every week for the 9 and 11:15 services. And we had designed this space and made a plan for, you know, the future of how the property would be used. And we had raised the money for this building and we had come into this building. And I had been here then about 5 or 6 years, and one day I was coming in here to do something in the church, I think coming to get communion for someone, and I filled the kid, and I turned around and started to walk back up the side aisle, and I just stopped, and I had this distinct memory, this intensity, saying to myself, you know, we love each other. All of us here, we love each other. And I remember thinking it's not exactly what I had expected, not precisely what I expected as an outcome in ministry, this open caring in our relationships and the affection that we have for one another. And it was a little frightening for me. It was scary to think about that and to realize that I kind of didn't know how to think about it or what this experience was. And of course, this is one of the many, many things that are never covered in seminary training. Probably people wouldn't go if they told you that. I didn't know how to think about the depths of our relationships, but I can tell you today, surely, that your love for me has moved me beyond what I would have ever realized on my own. And working with George, who sees the gifts in other people and invites those gifts to grow and find purchase, has been very life-giving for my ministry. And being a part of a faith community that actually seems to want to learn and grow itself and that actively cares for one another, this has enriched me so much also. And I want to just mention to you something that I don't think you could realize at all, is that it's unprecedented what's happening here, what I'm doing here. To move from here over there is unprecedented, because when someone has a role like mine in a church where you've been in leadership for this long, the deal is that you get out of Dodge, you know, when you leave. And I'm working for this unique man and in this unique setting where I'm going to leave this building, and most days I'm going to be hanging out over behind the dumpster. And nobody's going to say, get out of here, you don't work here anymore. So it's a really unusual setup, and it's a credit to George and the entire staff here and to you as a community of faith that we can be on this adventure together. I truly feel that you have borne me up, you have held me, you have raised me. You have also given birth to a new vision that I now have the privilege to nurture. A lot of people want to give me credit for the Center for Hope and Healing, and I understand that, but it's not really accurate to do so. About 60 people have been thinking of this ministry and planning and dreaming about this ministry for almost 6 years. And this has been created out of who we are together, out of the Care and Share ministry here, out of the counseling training I received, out of all of our hearts which have recognized the needs around us. And so CHH isn't just my baby. It's really our baby together. And I sense that it's a manifestation of what the Collect mentions today in that prayer. Grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. It feels actually literal to me that in the fellowship of this community, that we have been reborn in our relationships with each other and our relationship with God, and that we're showing forth, that you, when you go forth from this place and minister in the many, many ways that you do, and the product of CHH, that this is showing forth what we profess by faith in our actions, in all that we do. CHH will demonstrate our commitment and our love and care for each other. And in that sense, as an expression of our faith, the center really is like a dream come true. Since the annual meeting in January, when it was first announced that I would be transitioning over to full-time with CHH, I've answered lots of questions individually about the future, about your future and my future. And I thought it would be good for me to try and make some things clear for all of us today as best I can. I've been asked about coming to church here and asked where I will go to church after today. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of looking forward to having a few Sundays off after 20 years. And maybe sleeping in sometimes on Sunday. I don't drink coffee or read the paper, but I'm sure I can find some other leisure activities. And I'm looking forward also to sitting in the pew and visiting some churches around Raleigh and Durham and worshiping as you do. Most importantly, it is appropriate that I not come to church here in order for the leadership to continue to evolve without my being an integral part of that, without my presence, even though I'm going to be behind the dumpster. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. The word retirement has also been used in talking about my vocational change, and just want to speak to that because really, when I turned 55, I started talking about early retirement and how exciting it would be. But as it turns out, I'm not actually going to take a retirement pension right now. I'm way too young for that. And thank you for not laughing. And then after I complete the 12 months of volunteering with the center, I would be able to go back to work if I wanted to go back at work that time or needed to and draw an income. So why am I volunteering? Many people have asked me, why are you going to this to be a volunteer? Well, as I mentioned before, thoughts and ideas about the counseling center have been on the minds of many of us for about 5 years, 6 years. And in all of this time, all of these years, while I was taking a full salary, many of you have volunteered hours and days and weeks and months to this project. The project is what we called it for a long, long time. And then I think in 2009, we came up with the name, the Center for Hope and Healing. And so my volunteering for a year is really simply following in your footsteps in thanksgiving for everything that you have done, for your time and your talent and your treasure that you have offered for the Center for Hope and Healing to bring it where it is today. And I am carrying on with your ministry to attempt to build this nonprofit counseling and life skills education center that will stand on its own. I will always pray for you, and I hope that you will pray for me and for CHH. I know that it is not the be-all, end-all mission of this place, but it is certainly an outreach of St. Paul's Church. And it is a place where God's love and God's care for others can be expressed in ways that truly change people's lives. We all know that hope and healing are needed everywhere, and yet often are in short supply. Together, we can try to bring hope and healing to those that we encounter in our lives. As an update, we are just days away from obtaining our certificate of occupancy. Many people have said, I haven't even been over there, and it's because the doors aren't unlocked yet, because all the things that we're doing to come up to code. But you will be the first to know. You will be the first to know when we are doing business at the house, and of course you will be invited to an open house there so that you can see all the rooms and everything that's been done. I've also realized in the past few months that while we are saying goodbye to this chapter of our lives together, there will never be a time in my life that you are not with me. I know that many of you will carry me with you also, because we are bound together in our experience, in the mystery of the love that we have for one another, bound together in the wonder of God's care for each of us. And we're united through worship and corporate prayer and by coming to this table together. And we will always know that our lives have been changed by one another. I've memorized you standing here and looking out here and the grace that you've extended to me, so you'll always be with me. And I invite you now to join me in this Easter acclamation. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.